Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is the fourth shiur and the first psukim in the parsha about Zostia Torah Samitzera B'yom Taras Avuva LaKohen. And the Yesod Advarim that we said was that what we're trying to do is we're trying to be mashpil his gaiva, we're trying to diminish his sense of arrogance, which is what he gets the Nagayim for. And therefore, the psukim are meduyok that we try to seemingly avoid him, we don't focus on him. He's not the issue, and then feels small, and that lowers his gaiva. We concluded the previous year. We saw that's why, and that's why it says in the pasuk, "Zostia Torah Mitzayra," calls him Mitzayra. The other answer is "Biyom Tarosa." So, is it Tyra or not? So, we're not talking about the actual fact that he's pure. The fact that he's pure, we go weiter in the next pasuk, "Vehine Nirpa." So how's it already called Yom Tarasa before Vini Nirpa? Because the first pasuk that we mentioned that we discussed in the Shir is Ostia Tarasa Mitzurbi Yom Tarasa Vela Kohen. That's talking about his Mahus. We're talking about the Mahus of the person. This is the Tarasa Mitzurbi. This is the law of not Tarasa Mitzurbi. This is what you have to do to the Mitzurbi for Vela Kohen, that he's brought Baal Karcho to the Kohen, as if we're not even asking him, even though in the end we see the Kohen goes out to him. But we're talking about Mashum Mahutipo. What we're trying to do in order to get him to be tahor. So therefore, it says in the pasuk, calls him a mitzora because he's taka mitzora, and then it says biyom taharaso. So it's not pshat that he already became tahor. We're talking about the time that this is the period of time where he's going to become tahor. He's going to go through the tahor process. Not that he's actually becoming Torah, because this pasuk isn't talking about what's being done the Maisa. This pasuk is talking about the process. So this is the Torah of the Mitzvah, not Torah Taras and Mitzvah. Because we get to the Torah in the next pasuk. So this is the law of the Mitzvah, not where you actually do the Maisa. But the Mahus, in order to get him to be talking about something intrinsic here, in order to get him to be Torah, this is what we do in order to get him to be Torah. And what is that? V'huva l'kohen. That he's passive, he's brought to the kohen. As if we're mitalem from him. And therefore it's beyond Torah, so we haven't yet the Maisa become Torah, but this is now he's going to start the process. This is the time period in which he's going to become Torah. Even before the Hine Nirpa, the Lamaisa we get to in the next psukim. But here we're talking about the idea. The idea of the law of the Mitzvah. And then we were Marich and we were Miyashiv many diyukim in the psukim based on this yisod. And this is Matim Me'od, the Droshes HaGemara Be'erchin, Daftes Vavam Dbeiz V'Gurabah here, and Zostia Torah Tzimtzora, Zostia Torah Shel Motzi Shem Rada Marsha, looks for the muck or the yidro for this trash. Zostia Torah Tzimtzora. Why do you have to get from Tzimtzora Motzi Shem Ra? The Rechaim HaKadosh here was noted that this drash is miyutu yitu ha-posuk. The Rechaim wants to say that it comes from a superfluity in the posuk. Because the posuk should have just said, as we mentioned in the earlier shir, ki yitar ha-mitzora, what's that yitar ha-mitzora? Since the whole posuk is miyutar, it allows us to darish in the word. Torah Samitzara, Torah Motzi Shemotzi Shemra. The Torah Tamim also asks where you get this from the Pasuk. He says normally it's called a Tzarua, it's called a Mitzara. So therefore we can dash in Motzi Shemra. Akopanim, there are different ways of getting this drasha, but the Aruch Haim HaKadosh asks, how can we have this in the Bizmana Taira, but not Bizmana Tumah? Bizmana Tumah, he has the ownership of the Motzi Shemra, not Bizmana Taira. So why is this Remez Bismana Taira? So based on what we said, it's very good, because Mitzadachad Rashi writes in Pasuk Dalet, then you call him come from Lashon Hara. But Hemshech Dvarav, he says that it's because Eitz Erez, because it comes on Gassus Ruach, so Chaira, there's a steer in Rashi, so we have to say, like Taka the Sivsei Chachamim says, the Lashon Hara comes from Gassus Ruach. What's the Sharish of Lashon Hara? Gassus Ruach, arrogance. Like the Chafetz Chaim writes in Shmiras Halashim B'Shara Tvuna Perek Yedalad U'Psichel Chavetz Chaim Laben Hey Ayin Shem Beber Mayim Chaim Midivrei Rabbeinu Yonah B'Shara Tshuva. Therefore, the Tzaraas comes for Gasas Ruach that brings to Lashon Hara. The Tzaraas comes from Gasas Ruach, which brings to Lashon Hara. This is discussed in the Tosefta Nagayin Perek Vav. So here also it's Mashman the Sugya and Erchin. We bring from Rav Chisda Amar Rav Ukva the Alfino Me'akrad the Mishni Basay Sireo also Atzmis Gavai Naim V'Rachav Leibav also Lo Uchav Kol Misapir Lashon Hara Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Ein Ani V'Hu Yicholim Lodir Ba'Olam Mishim Da'akrik Yosu Ale'ito Lo Uchav, like I can't be with him. Right, that's what it says in the Pasuk. I can't be with this person who's Miloshni Baseisere, who speaks the Lashon Hara against his friend Baseisere. I have to destroy him. He's Gvainayim, he's Rechav Levov. So some people say this pasuk is talking about Mosapir Lashon Hara, others say it's talking about Gasas Ruach. And the say for the pasuk, it says Oysa Luchal is talking about Gasas Ruach. Where does it say Gasas Ruach? Because he's Gvai Naim V'Rachav Levav. That's Gasas HaRuach. So how do we learn about Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is the beginning of the Pasuk. Beginning of the Pasuk is Milashni B'Sei Sireyeyu, talking about Lashon Hara. And then Vayitro talks about Gasas Ruach, and then it says also Lo'uchal Ito Lo'uchal. I can't be with him. So why does the Gemara darshan that about Misapir Lashon Hara? That's the Reish of the Pasuk. The Seif of the Pasuk, which is referring to the Gasas Ruach, with him he can't be, God can't be. So it must be the Reish and the Sefer are one, because Misapri Lashon Hara, Hainu Gasei Ruach, it's the same thing. Hainu Ach. And therefore the Sefer of the Pasuk is also talking about Misapri Lashon Hara, and then the Kaparan Lashon Hara is Bebitol HaYisoda Mebi Lashon Hara. How do you mevatel the Yisoda Lashon Hara? You're mashbil him, you're mevatel his Gasei Ruach. And if so, since we said the whole Pasuk is also the Torah Simser is to show that we have to be poil as Ashpala, we have to mevatel his Gasei Ruach, like we explained at length, that brings to the Shem Rotsas, Shem Ren Lashon Hara. So this drush is mamish pashtei dekra, because that's mamish what the pasuk means. Zos tia toros misapri lashon hara. Sheyesh lahashpilam. That's what it means. V'huva lakohen, has to be brought to the kohen. That's why it says dafka kam b'tairas v'shalam mitzora. Because that's the Torah's tairas mitzora. Zos tia toros mitzora. What's the Torah of the mitzora? What's the law of the mitzora? To be mashpilam. So therefore, it says it here. The Torah's motzi shem ra. It says it here in the refuah, because the pasuk is telling us how you're merapi. How you merapi the motzi shem ra? By being mashpil. So this is not talking about the punishment of the motzi shem ra. It's talking about the tikkun of the motzi shem ra. Zos tia Torah's. This is how you metara motzi shem ra. By v'huvel akoin. And again, because he's got these two. Because he's Gasas Ruach. This Motzi Shemra has Gasas Ruach. And really, the only way to fix the Gasas Ruach is to be Mashbilim. Marev Raboisai, this concludes our Mahalach in this Sugya. Of course, there's so much more to talk about, so please stay tuned for a lot more. V'inedin Amshich Shalom Shalom. Natchil Sidrasha Chadasha Bezrat Hashem B'Pam Abba. V'inedin Shalom Shalom.